धीमाम् प्रतीकारम् अशस्त्रम् शस्त्रपाणयः धार्तराष्ट्रारणे हन्युस् तन्मे क्षेमतरम् भवेत्। भगवद्गीता 1.45। हियर अर्जुना इज नाउ गिविंग हिज कंक्लूजन। यदि माम अप्रतीकारम, इफ आई एम नॉट काउंटरिंग देम, अशस्त्रम एंड आई एम नॉट ओनली नॉट फाइटिंग देम बट आई डोंट इवन हैव द वेपन्स टू फाइट विद देम, शस्त्रपाण यह and opponents are having shastra, weapons in their hands, weapons upraised. Dhartarashtra rane hanyus, the sons of Dhartarashtras kill me. Tanme kshematram bhavet, I feel that will be better. Kshematram, surely that will lead to a better destination for me, that will be a greater protection for me. So Arjuna has talked prior to this about how the world will become miserable if Kulakshaya happens, if the whole dynasty is destroyed, the leaders, the protectors of the dynasty are destroyed, and not only that, the previous generations, they will fall from the higher lokas, pitr lokas, and the destroyers as well as the destroyed, the more dynasties will suffer, and ultimately the perpetrators of this will have to go to hell and suffer for a long time. So there will be all round suffering, and to avoid such a catastrophe, Arjuna is ready to lose his own life, because he is on the war field and he knows that on a war, practically the two main options are either you kill or you be killed. And he is saying that I am ready to die. And yadi maam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayah. I know that Duryodhana's sons are not going to, Duryodhana and his party are not going to have a change of heart. So even if I don't fight, it's not that they are going to stop fighting. But still, if they kill me, at least, you know, my suffering will end over here. I die and the suffering will end. But if I kill them, I'll become the cause of the destruction of the whole dynasty. And that will lead to far greater suffering. So therefore, kshematram. What will be better for me is to die without, weaponless and unresisting. Now, kshatriya actually is defined by the weapons he carries and by the spite, fighting spirit he embodies. So for the kshatriya to give up both, to become apratikaram and ashastram, it is actually wholly uncharacteristic of a kshatriya. And yet Arjuna is ready to do such a thing because his emotion-driven reasoning has clouded his judgment. Although he is at one level making good arguments, however, those arguments are not the arguments that come from a holistic understanding of reality. The arguments come from a fragmented perception where Arjuna sees himself as his body and he sees others as their body. And he's thinking more in terms of material well-being. So, now, although Arjuna uses the word narake niyatam vaso, now, that indicates that he accepts a future life. Because if life were just coming from the body, then there would be no one to go to Narak also. But although Arjuna accepts the Narak, still the idea, his conceptions are largely material. And that's why he's thinking in terms of material well-being or material misery. And here he's saying that because there'll be so much misery if I fight, therefore it is best that I don't fight. And therefore he's saying that let me just put aside my Kshatriya nature itself. Although Krishna will mention later that nature can never be changed. Subhava jena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasiyan mohad. Krishyasya vashopitata. Krishna talks about this in 18.59 and 60 and at several other places in the Gita also. But here the point is, Arjuna, based on his calculations of gain and loss, feels that dying here is preferable to killing and suffering in hell in the hereafter. Now, it is understood in spiritual cultures that we all have to do an accounting of our karma post-mortem, after our death. So, that's why the approach of death, the awareness of one's mortality, makes people more sober and more serious about spiritual life. At the same time, also on the other hand, the attitude of Arjuna over here in saying that I will not fight is at one level laudable, because he is, for the sake of peace, for the sake of social order, ready to even sacrifice his own life. But on another level, the reasoning is lamentable, it is incomplete, because he is not really considering the soul, and he is not deeply considering the connection of the soul with God.
So, it will take the instruction by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, subsequently, for Arjuna's perception to become integrated rather than stay fragmented, and for him to be able to come up with a proper understanding thereof. So sound arguments coming from fragmented perception are unsound. The reasoning that Arjuna is making is in and of itself at one level sound. Yes, who will protect the dynasty? The dynasty is not protected. What will happen to the women? What will happen to the progeny? And what will be the destination of such a person who causes so much suffering in the world? All these are valid points. But the real problem is that Arjuna is considering valid points from a platform that is not truly valid. Because welfare of society, welfare of even the individual is determined not just by bodily welfare. And there is also the soul. The soul is eternal. And the Bhagavad Gita offers a drastic example of how the spiritual welfare may actually require something that in some cases seems against material welfare. So actually it is not, the establishment of righteous rulers will bring about material welfare also. But at an immediate level, and at least at a level of incomplete perception, it may appear that seeking spiritual welfare, actually Arjuna doesn't know at this stage, or at least his arguments don't reveal that he knows, that is that about discussing at the level of the soul. But still, the point is that Krishna's instructions, even if they seem initially to be disruptive, to be disastrously disruptive, as Arjuna is predicting over here, actually they are supremely redemptive. They restore things, and they restore things to their best order. And how that will happen, that we cannot know necessarily initially, because we are not omniscient like God. And moreover, just like a patient may not know exactly what the doctor is doing, why the doctor is, say, giving this injection or doing that surgery, cutting that part, but the doctor knows. So Arjuna, despite his knowledge, is not a spiritual expert. And that's why his reasoning is coming out to be wrong. And but still his capacity for reasoning is good. And Krishna will guide him towards the correct reasoning. And with that correct reasoning, when Arjuna comes to a conclusion, he will become enlivened to fight the war with that conclusion. Thank you.